faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, you can't see it in the day-to-day, the fog of war, but there's a high-pitched battle going for control of our country. That means reestablishing control of the CIA, which has become an arm of the Democrat Party and a force for evil across the world. And what Tulsi Gabbard's just done is unbelievable. Remember the whole part about Fauci and partnering with our worst enemies on Earth, communist Chinese, at their People's Liberation Army bioweapons lab? Yeah, there's a reason the mainstream media calls it the Wuhan lab. Wuhan is just where it is. It's not the name of it. Now, the actual name of it is the bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army of China. Yeah, let's partner with them. Hey, let's give them gain-of-function technology so they can make deadly viruses and kill us all. Yeah, that's a great idea. Hey, how about we spend them some money to do it? Yeah, that's why Fauci has a pardon that stretches from 2014 to 2024. Oddly, the same years that Hunter Biden's pardon covers. Why? Because the only business allowed to work in the Wuhan lab was Metabiota. Strangely, the first business, Hunter Biden's startup fund, Capital Startup Fund, also run, by the way, by John Kerry's son, former Secretary of State of Barack Obama, came up with, out of the blue, $30 million out of nowhere to fund Metabiota. And it went right into the Wuhan lab, transfer the deadly technology. But what if that's not the only bioweapons lab? What if there are more? What is the CIA doing anyway around the world? Tulsi Gabbard knew we had to find out. So she co-opted something called InQtel, the CIA-backed venture firm. It's under the management now of Tulsi Gabbard. She took it from the CIA, which is kind of cool since they know where all the bodies are buried. CIA hasn't been under the control of Congress in a long time. In fact, Congress is terrified of them. They keep spying on members of Congress, including Lindsey Graham, by the way. What did she find? Oh, this is going to be fun. Turns out the Wuhan lab was not the only bioweapons lab you're paying to do gain-of-function research on otherwise harmless viruses so we can make them so they'll kill you. Now, there's 120 more. What? There's 120 more where your taxpayer dollars are being used by the CIA to fund gain-of-function research? Yep. 120. New York Post broke it this morning. Damn, including 40 in Ukraine. She found the funding stream. And that's kind of funny since they said that was a conspiracy theory and she was cray cray. Now, if you go back, pull this up, Google Newsweek, Russia and bioweapons lab, and go back. Go back 2017, 2016, 2019. You'll find Russia at the UN begging for an international investigation into our CIA-run bioweapons labs, but butted up against the Ukraine border. You'll find Russia's claims, way before the war, we weren't even talking about a war, that those labs were poisoning the Russian people around them, the ethnically Russian populations that spill right over that border. They live on both sides. That the Russians believe that those viruses in those labs were being genetically produced to target those Russians. And they took it to the UN and demanded an internet, because it's a violation of our international treaties, violation of international law. By the way, they originated in the Obama period. Took it to the UN, demanded an international investigation. Guess who blocked them? We did. Now we see why. 120 of them. The rest are scattered across 30 countries, including China. They are doing dangerous gain of function research as we speak. Folks, it's a wonder we're all alive, honestly. Gabbard told the New York Post Monday in a statement that her team is going to identify where these labs are. She found the funding streams. They're being run, a lot of them, through the CIA. What pathogens they contain and what research is being conducted. And she says she's going to end the dangerous gain of function research that threatens the health and well-being of the American people in the world. Folks, this is why Russia fights like it does in Ukraine. They're fighting for their lives. They could not let Ukraine get into NATO because they'd have no recourse against those bioweapons labs that are absolutely pushed up against their border. That's what they want, a buffer zone between the deep state lunatics of the Brennan Obama era and them. That's why they fight like they do. 25,000 soldiers through the meat grinder every month. They're fighting for their lives. And she's got the proof. They lied this whole time. Now, I just want to make a little prediction because I've been to this rodeo before. Do you remember the part where they wanted us to be super duper afraid of the Omicron variant of COVID? And then the Japanese took it and sequenced its DNA, that the variant said, this isn't real. It couldn't possibly occur in nature. It was made in a lab. The Omicron variant was made in a lab, huh? Yeah, just like COVID. That spike protein does not occur the way it does in a lab. And UK Daily Mail reported that COVID has a DNA fragment, a DNA sequence from HIV. Again, doesn't occur in nature. What do you want to bet? I've done this so many times. What do you want to bet a year from now, 18 months from now, maybe 6 months, 9 months? I don't know. I come on the air and I'm going to have a study. It's either going to be from Korea, Japan, or Finland, the only honest scientific locales left on the planet. They seem to do all these studies. And they'll have mapped the DNA sequence of the hantavirus. And you know what we're going to find? It doesn't occur in nature. Not the way it is. It's not. There are natural hantaviruses in nature, of course. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this one's weaponized. It'll be just like Omicron and COVID. Mark my words. When you have the WHO this interested, you know who's involved? CIA, CIA deep state, China always, because China runs the WHO. And the people running these bio labs, whoever the heck they are. There is a reason Anthony Fauci's pardon covered 2014 to 2024. It's because he's a mass murderer. He is. Rand Paul knows it. But I think that Fauci's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. If we want to live, you know what? Tulsi Gabbard's got to figure out one more thing. Somebody at the Pentagon pumped $52 million into the Wuhan lab. Who was that? Who did that? Who was coordinating those programs? Yeah, go ahead, find that one out. By the way, Hunter Biden sponsored a lot of this in Ukraine via Black and Vetch. He's knee deep in viruses. And she's zeroing in on this. Again, folks, the bottom line here, the shocker. 120 foreign bioweapons labs funded by your tax dollars, not just the Wuhan lab. There's 119 more. 40 of them in Ukraine. The rest scattered across 30 countries, including China. This is terrifying. And we got to begin to shut them down. And folks, we have got to get the CIA back on the chain. They cannot continue to operate this way. By the way, the CIA was operating them. She penetrated their, I don't know what you want to call them, shadow defenses. She got it. Brilliant. Good for her.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.